renting the U-Haul, filling out the change of address cards, hunting for cardboard boxes, styrofoam peanuts. Call it the American experience. Almost half of all Americans moved to a new home in the last 5 years of the 20th century. That's one of the findings in a new census report called Geographic Mobility 1995 to 2000. We'll hear more about the report, and we want to hear about you. If you're from the half of America that's relocated, what made you pull up roots? If you're from the other half that stayed put, what kept you there? Joining us now to flesh out the figures is Robert Lang, director of the Metropolitan Institute at Virginia Tech in Alexandria, Virginia, co-author of Redefining Urban and Suburban America, Evidence from Census 2000, and thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, you did not actually work on this newest census report, but you were a participant?
Well, I got the long form that this is based on. That's one in six people got this extra long, 40-minute long census form that asked you where you were previously. And it turns out that I moved in that period from New Jersey to the District of Columbia. So I'm part of the million people plus swap out of the Northeast to the South.
Again, if you'd like to join the conversation, our phone number is 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK, or you can send us email, TOTN, at npr.org. And Robert Lang, what's in this report? Are Americans on the move more or less than when the census last checked?
They're on the move about the same, but down just slightly, and that may be due to the fact that people move at different ages, and you got a lot of baby boomers who are in the prime age of staying put right now.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Because they're at that point where a lot of them either have teenagers or people have just left home, gone to college, and they're not quite at that retirement level yet where you're finally free, and they're, you know, invested in their big house.
Finally free. Should we translate that message to your children?
I have a young son, so it's going to be a long time until I'm free.
It's going to be a long time. Now, the question being, I guess we all think we live in such a mobile and transitory society that nothing ever seems nailed down. And what you're saying is we may be a little bit more nailed down than we used to be.
Well, we're nailed down, but compared to, say, Europe, we're not nailed down at all. We're very mobile.
Okay. So how do these new figures compare to the United States in earlier times?
We were actually very, very mobile, perhaps much more so in the 19th century because we were in a settlement phase. So as a result, you had people just constantly shifting west. In fact, the census in the late 19th century used to have these long reports about why is it that people leave Ohio and Illinois and go to, let's say, Oregon when these places haven't even been filled up properly. So we've always been mobile.
I guess if you think about it, and, you know, we all read about Abraham Lincoln's childhood, and we accepted that he moved from Indiana to Kentucky to Illinois.
Yeah, I mean, Abraham Lincoln's father was in the business of actually not farming, but starting farms. That's why Abraham Lincoln was always chopping, because he wasn't plowing. And it's a common story. Some people get into the land first, settled it quickly, and within a year or two, they were out of there, and somebody else plowed the land.
And just to correct, I mean, he was the old rail splitter, not the old rail carver. So anyway, let's get a caller involved. Bruno joins us from Carmel, Indiana.
Yes, hello, Neil.
Is it Carmel in Indiana or Carmel?
It's Carmel.
Carmel. Carmel, California, but not
that
so
is correct.
Not so fancy
it's all the
in
same,
Indiana.
But pronounced differently.
Okay. How about you? Have you been moving?
I've moved, well, since I graduated college about 15 years ago. This is actually my third move.
And from where to where to where?
From Clifton, New Jersey, to Denville, New Jersey, to Indiana.
And the reasons for all of those moves were professional?
Well, the last one, yes, was professional. And it was actually my wife's job that actually got us out here.
And go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. She actually worked for a much larger company than I did. I worked for a family business, and they closed their New Jersey facility and made us an offer basically we couldn't refuse.
So like the Okies in the 30s, you were Jerseys in the 90s?
Yes.
Okay. Well, soon you'll find that Asbury Park of your dreams, Bruno. or maybe not.
Or maybe not, right.
Have a great time in Indiana. Appreciate the phone call. Bye-bye. Robert Lang, does this census data tell us why people are moving?
It doesn't ask motivational questions. But what's interesting is, you know, from New Jersey to the Midwest, that was a move of the late 19th century, actually. What you see now is a lot of north to south as opposed to north to the Midwest. There was a time that the whole Midwest was really peopled by Northeasterners.
Hmm. And, well, the Northeast is where, you know, I guess this has changed in recent years as well, but obviously a lot of the people used to arrive in the Northeast and had to spread out to the country from somewhere.
To some extent, it's still true in the sense that New York is a big immigrant magnet.
But so is Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. Okay. They go in both directions now.
Okay. Laura joins us now, and Laura's in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hi, Neil.
How you doing?
Good. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
We moved from suburban Chicago, Naperville, which is a great suburb of Chicago, to Alexandria for a job move for my husband.
Alexandria, Virginia?
Pardon?
Alexandria in Virginia.
Yes. Thought it would be a great place to raise our daughter. And by the time we felt settled, 9/11 happened. And in the moment that I saw the smoke out of my office window working for an association in Alexandria, I called my husband and said, despite what we love about Alexandria, there's no way I'm staying here. So we decided to move again, and now we're in Raleigh. We just moved here over the winter.
And how's that working out?
Well, we miss a lot of the wonderful things about D.C., but frankly, the peace of mind that I have, it makes up for that.
Okay, well, thanks very much for the call.
Thank you.
And good luck.
Thanks.
Robert Lang, you talked about where people are moving to and from. Is that normal? I mean, from that pattern, you know, the north-south pattern you were talking about certainly fits, Chicago to Alexandria and then on to North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting that what in the past, too, you had a lot of people go to the west, and California has lost, it's an immigrant magnet, but it's lost domestic migration. So the west isn't getting as many people as it did in the past, but western states like Arizona and Nevada do.
And they are the fastest growing states in the union. We keep reading about that. But also, as you mentioned, attracting more, a higher percentage of, if you would, Americans as opposed to new immigrants.
And Californians who are already Westerners. Thus, the West doesn't pick up that many new people.
Hmm. Let's go to Peter, who's with us in El Cerrito, California.
Hello, how are you?
Okay.
So I'm in the process, or actually today, packing up boxes, moving from California back east to Alexandria, Virginia.
Oh, well, maybe you'll get our previous caller's old house. I don't know, and if it is, I bet it's at least it's pretty pricey in Alexandria.
Well, actually, that's, you know, part of the reason why we're moving. This is going to be, I just counted, my seventh move from graduating from college a few years ago, and my wife and I are both East Coasters, but we've been out here in California for a couple of years. But certainly, the real estate market out here has been hard for us to justify buying into living in California.
When you talk to your friends, people your age, at work, whatever, are they moving as much as you do?
You know, it seems to be the case. And it's kind of funny because in talking to family and such, we tend to get asked, oh, okay, you're moving back to Virginia, so now you're finally going to be settling down. But it's hard to know if that's really the case. You know, I can see us moving continually throughout our lives every few years, but you know, we're hoping to stay in the D.C. area for at least a few years.
Do you have children?
No, we don't.
And if you did, would that change your mind?
I'm sure that it would.
Okay. Thanks very much, and good luck.
Okay, thank you.
All right, maybe we'll see you on the Metro.
All right, I'll look for you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You mentioned, obviously, you know, the baby boom generation, as it retires, is readier to move, but children have to be the dominant factor in people's decision to stay where they are, at least for a while.
Yeah, it creates more rootedness, because you've got people you're displacing.
Okay. Let's go to Ken, who's with us from Camino, California.
Hey, how are you doing?
Very well, thanks.
Good. Well, let's see. I'll go quick here, and then if we need to talk, we can.
Okay.
From Charlotte to New Orleans, met my wife on the dance floor at Tipitina's, fell in love, moved to North Fork because she was a medical student, payback of the Navy, went from North Fork to Guam for 4 years, then to Saipan, a little island north of there. After she got out, came back to Santa Rosa for residency, then Fort Bragg, California, and we left there and came to Camino, which is a little bit towards Lake Tahoe from Sacramento.
Well, first let me interject and ask Robert Lang. I mean, surveys on mobility, boy, if they got a lot of people in the armed forces, they're getting an awful lot of mobility.
Yeah, and what's interesting, too, is a lot of people came out of the armed forces and back to the country, and that's one of the biggest categories of movers. It's the biggest growth in movers.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So, Ken, you're part of a growth pattern.
I'm glad I'm part of something. But we have settled because we do have. We have a 10-year-old and 4-year-old twins, and we're locked and loaded to be here for a long time because of them specifically.
Well, one of the things is when you're in the military, if you're going around to at least settled bases, there's a similar kind of arrangement there for the kids that's not completely alien every single time they move.
Juliet only spent 4 years, but we, you know, hung out with a lot of folks. Even though she was an officer, we hung out with enlisted most of the time. And they spoke of that, you know, a lot of times they had friends that they would see every 2 to 4 years at different assignments.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, good luck to you.
Thank you much. Y'all have a great day.
Okay. Bye. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And now let's go to Tom, and Tom joins us from Sacramento.
Hi, Neil.
Hi, Tom. How you doing?
Good. Listen, I wanted to comment about sort of the emotional perspective of having moved a lot. We've crisscrossed the whole U.S. for a lot of the same reasons. And what we found is we've become technically better at moving, but it's really hard to not be able to maintain your friendships and to have to sort of rediscover where to shop and all those kind of conveniences. At the same time, we sort of get wanderlust, and I think we kind of have this tension between wanting to move on and finally sort of settling. And I think we're going to stay in Sacramento, but I just wanted to, you know, comment on the sort of emotional side of it.
Hmm. Robert, that's quite interesting. I mean, you sort of want to say Jack and Jill Kerouac here, but I'm sure it's more serious than that. I mean, email and all of that, which makes it easier to stay in touch with our friends, doesn't measure the psychic cost of these moves.
Yeah, and yet there's also the wanderlust. And in the case of Europe, most Europeans don't want to move all that often.
Well, Tom, since you've become so expert, perhaps you can answer a question for us. Scrunched up newspaper or styrofoam peanuts?
You know, I use both. We've kept them in the garage, and every time we move, we use whatever's available. But we also love the plastic wrap with the bubble. That's the best.
The bubble wrap, because you can play with it when you're done with it.
Exactly.
That's the best part.
It really keeps well in the garage.
Okay.
So, thank you.
Thanks very much, and good luck to you there in Sacramento.
Sure, thanks a lot.
And let's see if we could get one more caller in on this. And let's go to Kate, who's with us in Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi there. I've got a question for your panelists. I'm a mover myself. I've moved quite a bit, but it's mainly been for professional reasons and then also because of marriage. But I've noticed a trend in my family. I'm basically fourth generation here on each side. And on my father's side and my mother's side, my great-grandparents and my grandparents basically stayed where they were. And for my parents, their siblings, they moved mainly for professional. Otherwise, they stayed if there was not a professional reason. But now I'm finding with my siblings and all my cousins, it's all different reasons. We are very, very mobile, and if that's a trend that you're seeing.
Okay.
There's all kinds of reasons why people move, and in the last decade, the economy was pretty good. So if you wanted to stay in the Midwest, you could stay in the Midwest, for example. And it wasn't the kind of, you know, 1970s downsizing contraction in heavy industry up there that you had that would push you to the South, let's say.
Hmm. Kate, are you planning to keep moving?
I'm hoping not. I moved 3 times in 1 year now in the past year, in 2002. And I'm very tired of packing and unpacking, although it makes me cull out things that I don't want. But as a child also, through my father's work, we moved over the 40 years that he's worked. We averaged about 7 years in each place until the last place that he was. We were there about 20 years. But it's been very mobile, and I'm sort of used to that. But I'm assuming once I have kids, that's going to change, too, just because of wanting to keep them in a school system.
Yeah, I guess. Robert?
Can I ask again why you're moving?
I was moving for professional reasons. I left graduate school, and then I went with my parents until I passed the tests that I needed to pass for my profession, then moved for a job, and then moved again because of marriage.
Okay, Kate, I wish you luck next time. Thanks, Robert Lang, for being with us.
Thank you.
Robert Lang, director of the Metropolitan Institute at Virginia Tech in Alexandria, Virginia, here in Studio 3A.
Should I stay or should I go now?
In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.